All right. Oh dear. minus that. Hi, I'm Stephanie. This is my show MinMax, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The song I just played is called Onward Into the Light, an overture by Revo from the video game Bravely Default. Well, full name, Bravely Default Flying Fairy. I don't know what that feedback sound is. I am so sorry. Otherwise, I'm gonna play another song, and then I'm going to introduce you to the game. This song is called Caldisla, Land of Beginnings, also by Revo, same game. Let's talk video game. So, Bravely Default is a 3DS JRPG under Square Enix. It was released in 2012 in Japan with an expanded edition released in 2013 called For the Sequel, which was the edition that was released in Europe, Australia, North America in 2014. So the game takes place in a place called Luxendar, where you and you who plays a character named Tiz, and three other characters are tasked with balancing the four elemental crystals that are placed situated around the world. The opening of the game starts with a very it starts with an image of the fairy that you see on the box art, you know, the flying fairy, and it is one of those things where the game is talking to the player, and I think Bravely Default does this very well, where normally meta things like that, I feel, are not generally utilized past the fact that they're meta, but it comes back in a very, very important way, and I won't spoil it, because I think this game extremely benefits from the surprise factor, even though it came out in 2012 and it was on the 3DS. So I guess there's not going to be that many people who are looking to play it nowadays, but it is a great game. It really uses the 3DS to its full extent. It has a system that rewards you for when you have the 3DS closed but not turned off, where you basically rebuild Luxendar. There is this thing called SP that, again, rebuilds when your 3DS is, like, asleep, I guess is what I would say. And it basically works as an extra turn outside of time. And again, that just seems like a mechanic that is used to help the player and task things out. But it, like I said, it comes back into the game in a really important way. I think this game is one of the best examples of combining storytelling. Ooh, that was a whistle. Storytelling and mechanics. Speaking of mechanics, I'll get to that. But first, let me play you two more songs called Anchime's Land of Sand and Time and by Rivo, and then Florum, Land of Radiant Flowers by the same artist.
Thank you.
All right, let's... Oh. Man, this microphone really picks up every sound. Let's talk mechanics of the game. So the main two mechanics of this game are the Brave and Default system, which is in the title of the game. I thought it was kind of stupid when I first played it, but it's actually a very interesting way to play the game. You have Default, which essentially acts as a block where you take less damage but are unable to do damage on that turn, and you gain a BP point, while Brave allows you to do up to 4 moves in one turn using BP points, and you can have as little as -3 and as many as 3, which means you can Brave immediately within battle before defaulting and getting any points, but you will be unable to control that character for 3 turns straight until your BP goes back to 0. You can't even default in that state, you are simply completely vulnerable. And I think this brings a very interesting mechanic to the game of, you know, say example you're in a boss fight, and these fights get difficult. or maybe I'm just really bad. But, you know, there you have a part in a boss fight where maybe you want to, maybe you're like on the edge of dying and the boss has just a sliver of HP left, and maybe, just maybe, if you go all in you can kill the boss, but also if you mess up you are screwed. And it honestly adds a lot to the gameplay. Or when you're grinding you just spam. That's what I do. Besides that, as one of its very main, I would say, unique mechanics to the game plays very similar to I've never played Final Fantasy, but people say it plays very similar to Final Fantasy. The spell names are the same, the items are the same, you have your Phoenix Downs, you have your elixirs, I forgot the names of the moves, but, you know, fire, ice, etc. It actually was meant as a prototype for a Final Fantasy side game. I believe it was Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light, or it was meant to be and it became its own separate game. I've tried playing Final Fantasy The Four Heroes of Light. You know, I think Bravely Default is a lot more interesting, but that's just me. And also in the game you have multiple classes with, you collect these gems called asterisks from bosses. You have your basic classes like, you know, white mage, black mage, knight, and then some more interesting classes like dark knight, where your damage is based on how much HP you lost, and then monk, which your damage is based on losing HP. And you can choose a class and subclass and come up with very interesting combinations. You know, my favorite example is the class Dark Knight, subclass Monk. You use your Monk move to deplete your HP to 1 and use that for all damage. And then a Dark Knight move that lets you attack with all, with the amount of damage taken. And then there's also a class that blocks and protects, so then you can protect that character, or you can go all in with your BP. And then there's a class that sacrifices their own BP to give other BPs. There's a lot of fun combinations to try out. There's a lot of customization, which I feel like is one of the things that people have a gripe about when it comes to turn-based RPGs. And it's just a very, in my opinion, mechanically innovated game. So, enough of that. Next up, I'm going to play The Evil War by Revo. Please enjoy. Oh my god. I'm so sorry about that. I'm silly. So that was, yeah, The Evil War. It is one of the songs from one of the end boss fights. All the songs in this game are great. It's wonderful, but the final boss fight songs are crazy good, and they're also crazy long. But yeah, this time I don't really do this for the other games I talk about, but since this game surrounds four main characters, I thought I would talk, and they all have their own little character themes, I thought I would talk about each of them a little bit and then play their theme and then next and next. So the character you play as is named Tiz. I think you can rename him, but it is, the characters call him Tiz. His name is Tiz. His personality in game is very bland, and despite having a name, you get the impression that he is meant to be your classic, very, I wouldn't say dull, but one note maybe, protagonist self-insert. But no, as you go through the game, you get like small bits of his personality, which are a little washed out because the other members of the cast have such strong personalities. But I think it works in the game's favor in an odd sense due to something you learn about him by the end of the game. And in the second game of the series, he is actually a party member and not the main character you follow. And you find that, you know, this personality isn't just, oh, he's a self-insert character, he's a character. And I personally really like that. I don't like self-insert characters that much in JRPGs. It gets weird. Especially when you have, this game doesn't have a dating simulation, but especially when there's like a dating simulation, now that I'm turning 21 soon, it's like, oh man, if this character is too self-inserty and they're in high school and they're going to try to date another high schooler, I feel wrong about this. This child is like 16. Yeah, which is to say, I prefer to pretend I'm a different person when playing video games. So, off that note, completely unrelated. Yeah, so back to Tiz. The opening cutscene starts with, his start of it. You see the town he's from crumble and destroy. His younger brother falls into the chasm, and it's like a very disparaging moment, and that's your introduction to him. And I think it really grabs you. But yeah, so I'm gonna play you his battle theme, quote unquote, called My Ray of Hope by Revo.
Thank you.
So this theme, they each have their own special moves related to the SP slash when you put the 3DS to sleep mechanic, and they all have their own buffs to the rest of the party. I could have Googled it before this. I did not. So next in the party is Agnes. She is the equivalent of a priest of, they're called Vestals, I think. I really believe. I should have Googled this beforehand. And she is a member of the quote-unquote Crystal Orthodoxy, which is essentially the church that instead replaced the god with the four crystals that I had mentioned. It is their jobs to maintain the crystals, and in her opening cutscene you see the crystal, the wind crystal, which she is in charge of, become completely corrupted, and it basically destroys everyone in the vicinity, but the nuns protect her because she, you know, she's basically the last hope. And it's a sad character, and it really shows, but she has her own strengths, and she's a pretty good example of a character I feel that is strong without being the stereotypical strong aggressive kind of character, which I think is very nice, even if some people think the soft-spoken woman character in a JRPG is very, to put it into words, cringe. So this is her theme, Where the Wind Blows. Next up on the character list is Edia Lee, the youngest member in your party, and the daughter of the main villainous group, the Grand Duchy, who essentially acts as the, if the Crystal Orthodoxy is the religion, the anti-religious group, with your whole, you know, let's not rely on the crystals aspect. And she ends up betraying the Duchy because of her very strong sense of justice, which you find out later is very black and white, which they acknowledge is something that she can grow on. But I think it really helps that she's the youngest character in the party, because there's almost this kind of young ignorance that she has that I feel like matches well. I know young girls is also a thing people cringe at with JRPGs. I believe she's at the least in high school age. I don't know how helpful that is. When I was in high school, I thought that was old, but now I think high schoolers are babies, so it's all relative. She's a very aggressive, hot-headed character, but I don't know, it's endearing. It doesn't come off as annoying as it can sometimes. So this is her theme, Fledgling. Oops, I let it go for a little longer than I should have. You heard the glass shattering sound of the next song. The song stopped abruptly, man. I'm doing my best. But yeah, the last of the four characters is Ring a Bell. Interesting name. Well, it's because it's very literal to his character as someone who shows up in the town of Caldisla. Which is the town you begin in, and he's a playboy who's lost his memories, and his only thing he has to go off of is a mysterious journal with the letter D on it. I'm the childish one here. He was one of the characters I don't know, you think a man with mysterious journal should be something that piques your interest, but he kind of blends in with the cast and you don't think about how important it's going to be to this plot, but it is extremely, and it really ties things together, his identity when you eventually find it out. It's not something I would have expected at all. And yeah, he is a, you know, he's a great character. I love all the characters. I can't even come up with the words to say here. Alright, here's his theme, Romantic Vagrant. All right, Now, before I continue with the music, I'm going to read you a quick PSA. Thousands of families affected by disasters urgently need support. You can help the American Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Please donate today to Red Cross Disaster Relief to help people affected by disasters big and small. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. Your support is critical. We can't do it without you. And that was a Red Cross public service announcement. Oh, I was reading it out of a binder. You can hear the page flapping and aggressive binder cover slapping. Yeah, so I'm going to play the next song called The Evil Wings. Now, same artist, same game. You know the deal.
Thank you.
So that's also another one of the end boss banging tunes that I was talking about. Yeah, I want to warn you a little bit. Normally I try to start and end my shows with a more calmer song, but I kind of misjudged the time just a little bit. So the next song might be a little bit of a loud one for a last song, but it's very good. I love it. My favorite one. I'd rather cut out every song than not play this one. But this one's a little long, so this was Min-Max, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Please enjoy this song, Ouroboros, the Serpent That Devours the Horizon by Revo.